Sitka's goal is to raise the Blue Lake Dam about 80 feet and add a turbine and power generation house to its existing hydroelectric operation. The work is designed to help meet the city's growing demand for electricity.
Well, the growing demand for the most economical electricity.
City Administrator Jim Dinley.
We can always produce electricity burning diesel, but, you know, that becomes very, very expensive. And this is the most economical, most efficient, cleanest environmentally to keep our rates where we are.
Those rates are at about 9 cents per kilowatt hour, in case you're curious. And to help pay for expanding the Blue Lake Hydro Project, the city requested $15 million from the state's capital budget. On Thursday, Governor Sean Parnell vetoed $7 million. So the city still gets $8 million. And Dinley says, in terms of the glass being half full or half empty...
Oh, I'd say it's half full. I mean, because we just as easily could have lost it all.
Dinley says the $8 million will be put to good use, and not getting the full requested amount will not harm the project.
We're on track. We were very pleased to get the $8 million. Certainly we would have liked the $15 million, but compared to the rest of the state, we did very well, and we're very pleased that the governor was so supportive of the Sitka community.
State Senator Bert Stedman is a Republican from Sitka and co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. His job involves crafting the capital budget. Reached Thursday by phone, Stedman says it's disappointing to see the request for Blue Lake reduced, but that there's always next year.
I assume that the governor's position on that is that the needs for all of the appropriation this year was pretty minimal and that it could be spread out over the next couple of years. But my concern is that we need to put a financing package together and we need to know where the funds are coming from.
In addition to the cuts to the Blue Lake project, Parnell completely vetoed a request from Stedman for $500,000 to improve Moeller Park baseball field. Also cut was about $1.7 million in cruise ship head tax money to improve and restore Swan Lake. Sawmill Cove Waterfront Development saw its request cut in half, and money for the state to acquire Stratton Library on the campus of Sheldon Jackson College was reduced by a fifth. Still, overall, Dinley says Sitka did pretty well. Several projects escaped Parnell's veto, including a dining facility at the Trooper Academy, improvements to the Crescent Harbor sidewalk, renovations to the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall, and equipment for Sitka Community Hospital.
All those are pluses. I mean, the other ones, what we lost, we can go back and try again, but when you sit down and say, did we do a good job, I would say we did.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.